Conference. Can you talk a little bit about the transition for you personally as a coach and the transition for this team in the new conference?
You know, it's been a great transition for me personally. I love Mason. I love the area. There's a lot of real positive things. I can tell you this team has bought into what we're doing. They're working very, very hard. But as you mentioned, the second transition to the A-10 has been a tough one. But it's going to be one that's going to be good down the road. It's great for the university. It's great for our athletic department. And it's going to be great for women's basketball. It's just going to take us a little bit of time. The competition is very, very good.
What have you seen in this team down the stretch of the last few games and really the whole season so far that excites you for this team's future?
The biggest thing is that they're just buying into what we're doing, and we're trying to get the culture changed a little bit, and a lot of that is just the day-to-day detail things that it takes to be a championship program. And you know, unfortunately, they haven't had a whole lot of success in women's basketball in the past, and so a little bit the culture of just knowing how to win. As you said, along courtside a number of games that, you know, we felt like we had an opportunity to win and we let slip through our fingers, and you know, then confidence goes, and we just haven't been able to win some close ones that we were hoping to. But you know, they continue to work hard, and I think we have surprised some people, particularly offensively, with our ability to score the basketball. We're going to have to continue to get better defensively, but I think a lot of our defensive issues is our lack of bodies when it comes to depth, and just really on this and the physical bodies to do some of the things that we need to do. But I certainly can't fault efforts, and I think that has even become more consistent as the season has progressed. Unfortunately, we've had Dayton twice, we've had GW twice, we've had Duquesne, who's at the top of the conference, and it's just been games that, you know, right now, teams are better than we are, and our margin of error is so small, and we haven't been able to get up over the hump. But this weekend against Dayton, we played better against them than we did the first time, and you know, we're excited to get back on the floor and get a chance to play LaSalle for the second time on Wednesday.
On this team, who's impressed you the most with their play down the stretch of the entire season?
I think you absolutely have to start with Taylor Brown. She's a very dynamic scorer. She can score in a number of ways. She's very quick. She's very athletic. I think with Tay, the thing that we've got to continue to develop is she's such a quiet personality, and she's running the point guard for us. So we've got to continue to develop her leadership and vocal skills a little bit more. Janae Picard had a really, really good non-conference. She hasn't put quite the numbers up in the conference season as we maybe had hoped, but she continues to play big for us. And then I think probably the biggest improvement of the top players has been Sandra Ngoye in the last couple of weeks. We knew she was going to be a scorer for us, but we were just struggling getting her to have some consistency and really look for her shot and understand that it's okay if you shoot the ball 15 times. That's what this team needs you to do. But she has really, really, really come along and being much, much more aggressive offensively, scoring the basketball. She was big against Dayton again on Saturday. But maybe most importantly is she's starting to understand what we need from her defensively, and she's been able to stay out of foul trouble a little bit better, and I think she's made big strides on the defensive end. So those obviously are our big three.